Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Buffer, the voice of the UFC Octagon, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
You lose. Did you get that liner from Bruce yesterday? You lose. I should have come early. Man, I hate it when I miss the good stuff.
When you lose.
Man.
There is a contest. There is a contest running between you two long-haired freaks. And,
Man, that's a good liner.
Well, not only is it a good liner, but once the liner was received, it was sent to me, sent forwarded to the radio station, which allowed it to be played.
Man.
You lost.
I mean, I got a cool liner, though. I got a liner in a foreign language.
Yeah. I trust you as much as I can pick up the Mandalay Bay Convention Center and throw it until I authenticate what was said.
You know who could probably throw it? It's Dan Marino who just walked by.
Yeah, he just walked by. Same with Baker.
He's a pizza guy. I want to talk about Marino, about the pizza diet.
I don't care about that. You're not a pizza guy. So
Dan Mariano sauce.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield won the skills competition.
He won like the Houdini contest because he was here and then all of a sudden he's gone. I don't know where he went.
Well, some people not only have schedules, but they stick to them.
Oh, yeah, not me.
You know, not you and not some of our guests.
Yeah.
But he did stop. I guess we need to get a bigger booth.
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe we can make, if we flip this all around, we could just occupy the corner. People walk by, we just grab them.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we could put the banner on the inside.
No, we put the banner further out.
Right.
We block it off. We bring a chain link fence.
Then we open this up. Create an entrance here. Just open up that corner.
And we face this way.
We just funnel people in like it's a walkway.
We ask Dana for one of his contacts at the rodeo. At the rodeo.
Did you bring a Dana White jacket?
No, that's Chuckles.
Can I wear it?
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on. I mean, the guy's got a big oversized hat. Why can't I wear a Dana White jacket?
So anyway, before I was rudely interrupted. And then we'll have somebody from the rodeo lasso. As they walk by, they'll like lasso and bring in, you know, Baker Mayfield or whatever.
We got a bulletin, an all points bulletin just was delivered by hand. Steve Linnea, can you get the bulletin? It's like a, could be an Amber Alert, could be important information. media advisory, FanDuel to
hold
host.
Hold on.
FanDuel to host Kick of Destiny 2 press conference with Rob Gronkowski at Radio Row today.
He missed it last year.
AM PT. Photo, video, and interview opportunities available. Another Tampa Bay Buccaneer making their way to Media Row.
To big things, except for, you know, seriously, not a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
I mean, he's a Buccaneer. He's probably the second greatest Buccaneer of all time behind the Beast, Mr. Beast. And you know, I have two Gronkowski fitness products in my home gym. I have the Inertia Waves, and I have the Extreme Monkey Push Sled. So we could talk about to Gronk about his fitness apparatus size.
Let me know when you're done talking about yourself, and then
I'll
talk
about
me.
I'll talk about his company, his promotion.
Yeah, but you have it, so we don't care.
I bought it because it's his. If it's good enough for Gronkowski, it's good enough for me.
First of all, you don't buy things.
Well, I got it
in a storage unit.
Picked it up. Maybe I just haven't returned it yet. Could have borrowed it. I'll take it back to Gronk. I'll be like, hey, are these your bands? Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We'll replace it.
Where do you put Gronk on your list of greatest tight ends of all time?
Oh, up there.
I mean, top five. You got him in your top five?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, you have to.
Kelsey better than Gronk?
You know, I don't. Yeah, I think they're compatible. I think they're 1-1A.
Like, one's done.
Kellen Winslow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of Gates. Lance Allworth. Gates. Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez.
You know, it's see what happens is.
Who's the cowboy? What's the Witten?
Jason Witten. Witten. You know that what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted. As we continue on, you forget the past.
Yeah.
You forget Kellen Winslow. You forget how good he was. Right. Again, times change. You know, they're bigger. Yeah. You know, Gronk is a lineman.
Right.
You know, sure. And the beauty of Gronk and Kelsey to some point, but the thing that Gronk made Gronk is he also blocked and blocked very well.
Right.
You know, I mean, he caught, he's a beast, everything about him, but he could do everything. Wide receiver, you know, it's close. It's close. And the ring has nothing to do with it. You know, Gronk has a few, you know, obviously not as many as he has more than Kelsey. Longevity. I think people think Gronk right away. And as we move forward in future, Kelsey, because of the off the field.
Right.
You know, the personality is bigger than life. The
bigger of a household name.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. For sure.
Because of Taylor Swift.
No, not because of Taylor Swift.
For sure.
No, absolutely not. I don't think Kelsey's bigger. In my opinion, in my mind, watching the little bit of football that I watch, watching the little bit of their reels, because I still haven't watched their show, I mean, I think he's blown up just as much. Yes, I'm not an idiot. You know, having her, you know, and the name attached and, you know, what is the number one selling jersey now and the whole nine yards. But he was a big name before. He was a stud before.
He was.
The podcast is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It is great. They do great work with it. It's awesome.
So, you know, so we'll see as time comes, as time develops, we'll see how this list. But again, it's all subjective. What do you think makes? You know, I mean, what do you think? Is it this? Is it yards? Is it, you know?
I think at this current moment, I think Gronk and Kelsey are equal. I wouldn't say one's better than the other. I think they're both dominant, and either one are interchangeable.
Yeah,
I think they both could play on either team and get the same productivity, same impact, same performance of everything.
Hey, look at them.
We got a match.
Yeah.
I love it. I wouldn't say it's the stupidest thing that I've ever done, but, you know, you know, whatever. I'll sleep in the car.
It's like the Amazing Race. You got to like slow them down, you know, make sure, make them earn it. Make them find a way.
They find a way.
Overcome adversity.
Yeah. You know. Step up. Outwit.
Take the keys with you.
Survive. we'll get them one of the noggin hats. Dallas Cowboy. Hey, what's your name?
Yeah.
What's your name? Steve. Tell Greg that we got him that big Dallas Cowboy noggin hat.
Oh, he's going to love it. Oh man.
Well, I don't know what's worse, that I found it first, or, you know, but whatever. We've already talked about it on the air, so we'll talk about it off the air here in a minute.
Any celebrities walking around that you are surprised yet? I mean, anyone that you're like, I can't believe, because I remember back in Miami, Martha Stewart walked through and touched my shoulder, and it was just like,
and you never washed your shoulder
again. Yeah, like, so I mean, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where, like, have you seen anyone yet that you're just kind of, like, starstruck or, like, oh, my God?
No.
Because Martha Stewart is a legend.
Yeah, but I think those things, you know, and when everybody asked, what day should I come out? What day should I help? What day can I help produce? You know, whatever. You'd never know.
Yeah.
Like, if Robin Thicke would have been here last night, I would put him up, the show is pretty big. You know, he's pretty big.
Yeah.
Blurred Lines, you know, you still hear it. Massive star.
Yeah.
Star power.
For sure.
And that was Tuesday. You know, who will be here tomorrow? Warren Sapp, allegedly tomorrow. You know, Seth Rollins is a pretty big deal.
Warren Sapp has a problem with our wall jumper. Cam Newton, he's critical of him about his comments. And he's not playing, but he's taking shots at current QBs. And
neither are playing.
So what if Sapp and Cam get into a fight on Knockout Radio live?
I'll take Warren Sapp.
Would you?
Absolutely.
The reach, the height. I mean, look at the athleticism.
The power.
The athleticism. Cam jumped over that thing like it was nothing.
Well, no, that's not true.
I mean, Cam.
He stuttered.
I don't know.
Somebody thought he was going down. Down goes Cam. You know, we thought it could have happened.
I mean, Warren wouldn't fight Chidi. So, I mean, do you think he'd fight Cam?
All right, this is your last radio show. Matter of fact, this is your last segment. Okay.
All right. That's your guy. That's your boy.
Yeah, but it's not that he's my boy. It's what you're saying is incorrect. And just so you know, that could be suable.
What is?
you saying what you just said.
No.
Because it's totally wrong. But everything is suable.
Yeah,
you can be sued for anything.
For sure.
But so if you say something that is wrong and proven wrong, you can be sued.
Joke's on them. Got nothing to take.
No, the sauna.
What?
The sauna.
It doesn't work. No power. It's just a soundproof booth for my radio show.
Maybe he'll take the kids. He wants some dependents. That'd be better.
So, Warren, running away from cheating is not cardio, Warren. Is that better? Now he's going to take the kids, take the sauna. Got some bucked up energy pre-workout. Need that.
We're going to hit this break because that was a pretty quick segment, and I'm going to go look for a new Coco host.
Yeah. Where do you think you'll find one?
Greg Hendrick.
Oh, you're going to put him on?
I'm going to give him.
That's riskier than me.
I don't. All right, coming to you live from Radio Row here at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
He's flying high tonight. He's got a brand new lover. Here you come running. You're looking for some cover.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call CoolBreeze today at 727-954-3605.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Monty Irvin. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Almost said I love you.
As we continue to remember the life of Toby Keith, the Patriot, most of his songs very patriotic, still crazy. Yeah. You know how some just hit you harder than others? I mean, a guy that you don't know, I mean, personally. I mean, I met him once, but don't know him. But we'll continue to remember him. We'll continue to come in and out on Toby Keith music. And as we continue to broadcast here from the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator, and soon to be Noggin Heads.
And don't forget Texas Hot Honey.
Texas Hot Honey.
I mean, that's a medical device.
Well, to some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When your insulin's low and you need to quick boost.
Yep.
Keeps you safe. It's not just flavor additives. It's healthy. So,
how healthy is honey?
It's all natural. And
bees like it.
It's a great. Yeah, bees love it. Bears love it. You know, Winnie the Pooh. What was the voice's name? Who's the guy?
Yeah, the voice.
No, the guy who's the voice of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
We had him on the show.
I understand that. He's the voice of Winnie the Pooh.
No, what was his name?
I don't know.
Jennings. Something. Right? Jennings. But, yeah. I mean, bears love it. Bees love it.
I'm not sure what producer's going to jump in and say. What?
Oh.
What useless people?
I don't know where he just went. The guy in the red jacket.
Yeah, right here.
He was riding a Zamboni last night at the hockey game.
Really?
Well, there you go.
Okay.
So
do you have to have a license to drive a Zamboni? Like, do you have to have any kind of special endorsement? Like, motorcycles,
maybe skills, you know, to know how to make those U-turns?
But you have to have an endorsement to ride a motorcycle. You can't just pick up a bike and just take off down the street. You got to go and get a certification. Zambonis require special?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. You have to have a license to catch a fish. I mean, you don't think you have to have a license to operate a forklift? You got to have an endorsement?
You need to have... What are you saying?
We got false information on Media Row. False. Greg, our on-scene reporter, Greg Hendrick, is giving false information about...
Oh, my God.
That's our third Zamboni driver we've misidentified already.
Exactly. All you got to do is ask every fool that's wearing a red sparkly jacket if you drove the Zamboni.
On behalf of Knockout Radio, we apologize to all certified Zamboni drivers. Did not mean to offend you in your profession. There's imposters on Media Row pretending to drive, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe we got Lightning Steel in the building.
So he can build one.
He can build a Zamboni.
Let's have him build it here real quickly.
That'd be great.
That definitely would be perfect. What are we going to do the rest of the day?
I mean, at 10:30, the FanDuel, Rob Gronkowski going live, so we may have to cut away, maybe let Greg and John Robinson...
Let them do the show.
We take a lap. We go do the interview. We get the intel. Let those guys man the booth for, like, you know, a segment.
I don't know. Well, maybe I do. The only thing worse than having you on the radio would probably having them on the radio.
That's why I'm here. See, this adds value to my stock.
Yeah. But the bar is so set so low.
Who would be like the worst person to turn the show over to? Like, if you had one person, you're like, okay.
And me not be around?
Right.
Oh, absolutely you.
What do you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I bring content, knowledge, entertainment, jokes. I got jokes.
Okay. I'm leaving it to you. Go. Run.
Well, I have a new bit that I've been working on. It's called Out of Storage, and it's about storage units. So... But I can't get away there now because then people won't pay to come see me and do it perform a live.
No, you said you bring all these things to the show. So yeah, go ahead. Show me what you bring.
It's Media Row. It's exciting. I don't know. I feel like Miami still takes the cake as far as like energy and excitement.
You know, Miami was crazy.
Crazy. I don't feel like this is anything. I mean, I felt like Phoenix was bigger than this. I mean, I felt like more. It was a bigger space, I feel.
Well, no, I do believe it was a bigger space.
I don't feel like as many media people are here as there were.
I think it's more compact.
Okay.
You know, so you can't tell if it's bigger and it's more spread out. You know, we have very little space in between here. So, but that's sure. For the entire, you know, the entire area.
Yeah, Miami to me, I mean, you know, I'm kind of comparing the two cities, you know, Miami, Vegas, because they're both like late night capitals. They're both. You know, these city never sleep kind of environments. And I always put Vegas like at the top because I always thought it was kind of the Mecca. But I don't know. I'm kind of changing my viewpoints already.
I think Miami is the ugly stepsister.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I still think it's Vegas. I don't do that nightlife stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and you've only been here a few times.
Yeah.
We don't know what's out there.
That's true.
You know, these clubs stay open all night long.
All night.
You know, and I would say probably the cost is compatible.
Would you go to a nightclub tonight? Like, if we got VIP, We got a nightclub. Would you stay out all night just to see if you could still do it?
Well, A, I know I could still do it because I just did it.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah, I told you the story. So my brother got a table at Hawk and Sock, you know, the big one over at MGM.
Yeah.
I hated every second of it. The dude, the earth's on fire, the roof's on fire.
Nelly?
No, I don't think it's Nelly.
It's roof. The roof is on fire.
Yeah, I don't think that's Nelly, is it? I don't know.
Hot in here.
Whatever it is, he was there DJing somebody else, some big famous, you know, makes $1 million per whatever. I absolutely hated everything about it.
Really?
The crowd, the noise, the smell, I just hated it. And then I thought there was going to be a fight.
Oh.
And so then I got a little excited.
Oh, okay.
No, then I got excited. Okay. I had something to do.
Right.
So as the story goes, so I guess it's like two, it's an area that's cut in half by a red rope.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the table to our right had, and I'm not exaggerating, 40 people.
Okay.
Okay. The table, to the other side of the rope was us, was 8.
Okay.
So the first comment from their people to our people is, hey, do you mind if we take the rope down?
To share the space.
Yeah, to share the space.
Spread 40 people out because it's too congested in a small space.
And basically, I believe the F word was used a couple times.
Ouch.
Then they said, okay, would you mind if we push the rope over some so that we can have a bigger area because you only have 8? Honestly, this is, I swear to you, a true story. So I'm sitting on a couch on the opposite side. You know, it's like couches on both sides, the rope down the middle. I'm falling asleep. Really, honestly, Matt, I'm hating life.
Right.
When they tried to move the rope over, I then perked up. I went and I sat in front of the red rope, and I leaned on the metal bar of the red rope.
Okay.
Next thing you know, the two concierges, I don't know what they're called, where they're like there for the whales and, you know, the bigwigs. It's two different ladies. My brother's lady, who's his whatever, almost got in a fist fight with the other table defending the space. Right. It was hilarious.
Wow.
But now I'm like, all right, now I got something to do.
Sure.
And then I saw enough stupidity that.
Now, I believe years past, there was a story of you and your brother or other people going to a strip club, adult entertainment, but it was closed. There was no one there. You went there to like watch a game or a UFC fight or something?
No, we purposely went there to watch. I want to say it was a football game. You know, it might have been the AFC and NFC championship games.
But there was no entertainment.
It was the entertainment, as far as we were concerned, was the TV, the football game. Right. I didn't want to go.
But the venue was like adult entertainment.
Right, it was an adult, you know, establishment. It was Three Kick, I think is his name. A pretty big deal, this guy.
Okay.
Involved with, I think, and I'll Google it, he kind of started Chuck Liddell in MMA.
Oh.
A pretty famous guy here in the Las Vegas area, yeah.
Wow, that's
cool. And then, you know, the funny thing is we went there first, and then when we went to Hawk and Sock, he happened to be there that night, and it didn't hit us quick enough to go chase him down and invite him to hang out with us for numerous reasons. One, in case there was a fight, we would have definitely won that fight.
Right.
You know, especially the way people fight in movies, TVs, whatever. There's 15 people against one.
Right.
Instead of all 15 people jumping in, they come at you one at a time.
That's the common mistake.
But if they would have come to him one at a time, they would have lost.
Yeah, that's a bad strategy, hanging out with a bunch of UFC guys.
Let me see if this is something. I'll figure it out.
So did you burn the bridge with Robin Thicke, or are we going to get a chance to get him on?
You know, here's what I was going to tell them. He did call me, the PR people. This is what I was going to say. I would love to get Robin Thicke on as long as I'm at the table.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for him.
For sure.
You know, I'm not, you know.
Would you Jerry Lewis him? Would you do what your uncle did? Like, wait for him to get here, he sits down with us, and you walk away? Would you have the cojones to do
it? Oh, I definitely would have the cojones to do it.
It would go viral.
Yeah, absolutely.
You would set the internet on fire with that one.
You know, so say yes, come on down, and then we wait, and then we
put on a mask.
Oh, We met some guys with masks last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the Wakapi guys?
The Jabberwockies.
The Jabberwockies.
Yeah.
And you went to the concert before.
I think two of them elbowed me, nudged me, and go, fell asleep.
Oh.
how did he remember me?
Wow.
I have no idea how he remembered me. You know, it definitely was pretty funny. All right. Gibberish continues as we're coming to you live from the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line.
Well, this is Winnie the Pooh and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi. This is Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
American girls and American guys will always stand up and salute. We'll always.
All right, we continue tonight of Toby Keith. We did it all day yesterday. We'll do it all day today as well. So typically, I wouldn't put the riffraff on the radio.
Right.
Because you've already taken over the riffraff. But because the story is pretty funny, we are going to lower our standards even more.
Okay.
And we're going to bring Lightning Steel on. And John Robinson has a story to tell. Johnny, what's up, buddy?
Well, what's going on? How's everybody doing?
We're all doing fine. Could we get a little excitement out of you?
You're the media row. Pick it up.
I'm trying to get excited here.
Yeah, we can tell. All right, so tell the story. You bored me with it off the air. Now bore me with it on the air.
Coming into the place, they drop you off.
Now we're not going to. We're not talking about all that stuff.
What story you want?
Yeah, you had a story about.
Yes. Sorry. I come all the way out here seeing Randy's dirty hat for years.
Yeah.
So
can I jump in between and tell things?
Yes.
Or should you just talk? Okay. All right. Just for the record, I just recently, not this week, last week, yeah. I just recently replaced the really bad one. But because I wear that hat so often, I wear it almost every day, I've probably had that hat 6 months, you know, being out in the sun and whatever. So go ahead.
Right. So I follow him really, really close on social media. And I got so tired of seeing that hat. So I went out and purchased these brand new U.S. Navy veterans hats. And I'm bringing them to Vegas for Radio Row.
Obviously, I know nothing about this.
And I told him I was bringing him a gift.
Okay.
And the first day here, he's got this brand new hat on. And I brought two brand new hats for him. But thank God he likes me enough. He swapped it.
Okay.
Put it on.
Now, well, that's the right thing to do.
Now, absolutely.
John, so the other. Right, let me jump in. So Saturday morning, I said to my wife, I said, you know, well, really, I think she was involved in it. You know, you may take a couple pictures. And so I ordered it on Amazon only because we knew that it would come in Sunday before I flew out here on Monday. Right. All right, go ahead.
So, John, so you brought two hats. So I recently revealed a few weeks ago that after my cruise to the Bahamas, I have spent more time at sea than Randy has. So can I now wear the other veteran hat than the U.S. Navy? Because I was on a Royal Caribbean ship for 5 full days.
It's not going to count. Absolutely
Are
not.
Are you sure?
Absolutely not.
So I do have a steel question for you.
Okay, what's the steel question?
You're the lightning steel guy. We're in Vegas. They built the Sphere. We're at the game's going to be played at the Allegiant Stadium. You know, these new marvels, these massive projects, you know, this is your forte. This is what you do. What's the most impressive structure you've been in where you've walked in, you're like, whoa, like, you know what it takes to build it. You know the engineering behind it. Like, what's the most impressive structure?
This one here is impressive. Dallas, very impressive.
Okay.
But I have not looked at the new Sphere. Is that what it's called?
Yes, a Sphere.
I really want to go over there and take a look at it. But I think Legion, definitely impressive. And Jerry Jones.
Jerry's World. Yeah, Jerry's World.
Very impressive. As you know, me and Randy, we went there to the game. It was on wasn't it near Thanksgiving? We went to Dallas.
I honestly, not only do I not remember the game, I don't remember you.
Remember? We went there and it was like...
No, I don't remember. That's what I'm saying.
22 degrees. We all had to go out and buy winter coats. Lori went with us and we met my friend out there and we all went to the game.
Matt, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Translate for me.
Okay.
Could you please let our guest, John, know? No, I don't remember.
So our host is a little older in years.
Yes.
Doesn't really remember a lot.
Dementia is an awful thing.
Like, I didn't know this. I didn't know they deployed the Navy in the Civil War, but apparently Randy was there.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. He was live covering the Civil War.
Absolutely.
From the battle zone.
Yeah. Yeah. So. He needs to start, you know,
retiring.
Keeping track of all the stuff. You know, if you retire, you can't never say on the first try you retired because it never counts. You always have to come back.
So John retired at the beginning of the year, and I call him a couple times, and he goes, yeah, I'm up on the crane. I'll call you later. I'm like, wait a second. I thought you retired. Yeah. Well, retirement's not, it all brings up to.
Well, I think Elton John's been on the farewell tour for 25 years.
Since the 80s. I went and saw Elton John's final concert. I know it was the final tour. It was at the USF Sundome, and I believe it was somewhere around 86, 87. So he has been on a long farewell tour.
Yep. It's I retired on January 1st of 24.
Okay.
It lasted 4 days.
Nice.
Until my son asked me to come back for a whole year. So as a
consultant,
I came back to work.
Did you negotiate a good contract?
Yes, I did. Yeah, no. I will work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Monday and Friday are optional.
Nice.
Now, when you go to the new president of the company that you started,
Yes.
Who really has the power at that board meeting? Is it the new president?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
Absolutely. Yes, he does.
Oh, wow. So he could have said no?
He could have said no.
Wow.
And what would you have done?
Let me think about it.
like if he would have said, even if it was for more money, no, John, you will be here at 8 o'clock every Monday morning.
I would do it. But he did give me a substantial raise.
No, that was awful nice of him. Awful nice of him.
It was nice. I've never made that kind of money in my life.
Now with that raise and that time on your hands, I heard you updated your home gym.
I did.
So I'm excited to see that.
I did. I did a huge project there, the indoor gym, and redid a whole outdoor living area for entertaining.
Okay. He's got a kick-ass TV. I know that. Okay.
Very impressive.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I know you're missing it right now because you weren't here for the bulletin, but
yeah.
Gronkowski is over at FanDuel doing a live question answers. Do you have any Gronkowski fitness equipment? Inertia bands, the inertia wave, you have the Gronk push sleds?
No, I do not have any of that stuff.
Okay, well, you should come over to my garage and we'll train together.
I have done that on the streets of Tampa.
Did
the
you
last
have?
Super Bowl that was in Tampa. You made me do it in my nice clothes.
I mean, make you do it is a strong word.
Did he not?
Strongly recommend.
He begged me to do it.
Well, right. I talked to your boss. I told him, like, hey, make John do it or fire him. So, you know.
I did it on the street. Wasn't very happy with it, but I did do it.
I worked out yesterday in this suit on my way to the airport.
I don't believe it.
That's true. I got a photo.
Oh, I believe he did.
You do?
Yeah. Well, what's the biggest tool in your toolbox?
Got to be a monkey wrench.
A monkey wrench? Well, that fits too. You know what the biggest tool in my toolbox?
What?
He's sitting right across from me.
Yeah, but I get the job done.
Okay, you can stop there.
So is there a press conference that you're looking forward to going and attend? Are you going to ask Usher a question?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm going to soak it all in.
What about prop bets? Are you a gambler? You like to play
I am.
So over, under, you will end up with these two mini helmets by the end of the show.
Well, if I'm going to do any sort of betting, I am going to go with the underdog.
Okay.
100%. I'm either going to make it big or...
Who's the underdog right now?
Yeah, who do you got on the game?
San Francisco.
San Fran's the underdog?
Okay.
It's the underdog, yes.
Okay.
I will be... touring around of my favorite places here in Vegas. One of the biggest places I like to go to is Pizza Rock.
Oh, yeah, my Tony Giovanotti, my boy.
Very excellent place. Love the whole atmosphere. Hugo's Cellar is a place I love to go eat. And I love to play blackjack at the Cortez here.
Okay.
That is my main things I like to do.
Isn't that the place where it's $500 minimum?
No.
No,
it is the cheapest.
Sean Merriman walking by.
It is the cheapest casino here to play at, with the highest odds to win.
Oh yeah,
and it is the oldest casino in Las Vegas.
Really,
it is.
When you gamble, and this is a serious question, is the victory the money, or is the victory just winning? Like, would you get just as excited winning the dollar as you would the $50 or the $100?
I do. I think it's just beating the dealer is the biggest thing. But we all know when you're sitting at a table at blackjack, you're only playing against one person. It's not your buddies that are sitting there, because all your buddies that you're sitting there, we're all doing one thing, try to beat the dealer. That's
now, do you get upset when somebody's sitting in out of position takes the dealer's bus cards and don't follow the numbers
don't
and the
play
statistics
by the rules of the game of blackjack. So,
are you splitting tens against a six?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely. You've already won.
What do you do if in seat one they take a hit on 20?
They're not paying attention.
No, of course. But well, you're saying and yes, you know, yes, you're playing against the dealer, mm-hmm. but the problem is, this guy over here to your right who just took a hit, that card could have been this and that card could have been this. So it all funnels down.
Right. so they're not playing by the rule. But the rule when we are playing blackjack, you only play a single deck hand, not the shoes, because you can't keep track of the cards.
And right.
I wouldn't call it counting cards, but that's why you play that game.
Right.
You know. And
well, you've been to that place counting cars.
I have.
Yeah. You know, it's over there by Rolling Smoke.
Rolling Smoke. That is another great place to go here.
All right, we're going to get more updates on John's itinerary here in Las Vegas as we get ready for Super Bowl VXT X1III. We'll talk more about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
D'Lo Brown from NWA TNN, right here, right now. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the Giant. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Almost said I love you. Could I really be that kind of guy? See one candle burning in your eye. Then watch my heart fill up.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the row here, Radio Row, that is. Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. What?
We've got the best producer in the game. He's wearing a Dana White shirt in front of Dana White live on the McAfee Show, waiting to get Dana's attention. It's classic. I mean, that is... I mean, I hope Dana appreciates it as much as I do. And... hops the fence and comes over and sits down with us for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, John Robinson kind of looks like a Dana White guy, bald head, and you know, a nice fill-in.
Well, if we do, we got to get rid of some of these props and stuff. It's
we got to get rid of John.
Well, that
I mean, you come sit on your lap. But no, it's
you probably like that. John would probably like that.
Is that the Schmo behind you? There he is. Schmo's in the building. What's up, buddy?
So, man, how are you? So, yeah, good stuff. Good times here. Everything is kicking butt. Yeah. And Leslie Lacey will be here tomorrow to sit in and co-host. I'm looking forward to that.
Nice. Johnny got booted, man. You got booted. You've only been here.
Well, no, John's staying.
No, he can't stay. He's got nothing to talk about. Well, he's already done. He just told you his whole life. You're 3 minutes and done. He's like, all right, I hang steel. I'm retired. Okay. I work for my son.
When you're up there on that crane, how high up are you?
I don't know, 15 feet off.
That's all, 15? The crane's only 15 feet?
Well, the crane's 156 feet, but you sit down.
Oh, below it. All right, so 15's not that big. Do you jam the music? Or what are you doing while you're operating?
No. You have a walkie-talkie, and you listen to what the men tell you what to do.
So your workers tell you what to do?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh.
because sometimes you never see them all day.
I wished I never saw my workers.
I know.
Yeah, well, yeah. We need instruction still.
Yeah.
We're like freelancers, you know?
Absolutely. So what is on the agenda for the radio show for evening activities?
Right now we're trying to get Dana White to acknowledge his own face on a shirt. And depending on how that goes, it could make our whole night very, very interesting, John.
I think he will definitely is going to see him.
Oh, yeah.
100%. When you're standing right in front of him, how do you not see
your own face?
Right.
Would you recognize your own face on a shirt? Somebody walk by?
Be a little weird.
You think so?
But I'm going to tell you a story about Lightning Steel.
Well, we can hardly wait.
So, way back in the early days, working with Randy, we decided to do some T-shirts back in the day.
Okay.
Talking Sports Radio Network, Randy Harris.
This sounds like an exciting story.
And the
delivery is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's not going to remember the story, but I'm going to tell the story.
I don't even remember you.
We made all these shirts, hundreds of them. So we're going to pass them out at the radio show.
Okay.
We get all the shirts. Randy gets a person to make all these shirts. Makes them all wrong. Randy refuses to hand them out. So what he does...
What was wrong about the shirts?
It was a misprint on some advertisement sponsors on it.
Okay.
And he was really upset.
Okay. I don't get upset. That's shocking.
He gets very upset.
Very.
And so he told the person that was doing the shirts, we are not paying for them. You can throw them all in the garbage.
Okay.
The person that was doing the shirts gave him the shirts.
Then it's
going to remake the shirts. So what Randy does, in the goodness of his heart, he's going to give all the shirts away. Boxes and boxes and boxes of these shirts.
Oh, I know where you're going. Okay. And
you know who he gives them away to?
You.
Nope. One of the biggest sponsors of Knockout Radio, Staff Zone. So we give the shirts to his brother. And I'm at a huge job site in Tampa. And I guess Staff Zone is providing all the labor for the job site. I see 35 people with Lightning Steel shirts on.
Nice.
I call him immediately.
Said, make more misprints.
Great. Of course, you got your name on the shirt. That's great. But I'm asking him, why is all, in the world of Staff Zone, we all know...
It's a day labor company.
It's a day labor company. We got 35 day laborers out there, and I'm calling Randy. Why do all the day laborers have all our shirts on?
He's being acknowledged. Dana just recognized himself on the Pat McAfee show. He's now, what's up? And Fred Snow, my buddy, Albuquerque, two men on. Dana White just saw himself on Media Row. On Stephen A's body. That's not the first man that's been on Stephen A's body.
Hey, come on now. Come on now.
Okay, so anyways, your t-shirt, misprints, got pre-marketing out of it.
Yeah, I called him up hotter because I thought we were donating and giving away all these shirts on the radio.
Here's the real question. Can Lightning Steel donate the material needed to build the wall on the southern border? Can we secure the border of the U.S.? Can we use your company and help finish what we started?
Absolutely not. It's not donation in the world of steel.
Well, I'll work. I'll help.
You know,
I can build a fence. I mean, what do you
can donate labor, but you cannot donate material.
How hard is it to hang steel? I mean, that's a pretty big industry.
It is a big industry. The industry is huge right now.
Do you know Red Lion Steel? Do you know Justin Whaler? He's out of Louisiana. He's massive in social media world.
Most of all my knowledge is all in the state of Florida. Okay. There's probably not anybody in the state of Florida that's in the steel business I don't know.
What's the craziest thing you've ever been commissioned to build, like out of steel? Like, what's the wildest project, the most, off the wall, over the top, you know, what's the biggest thing you've ever done?
Over the top for me?
Yeah.
I think a couple things. It's Raymond James Stadium is one of them. It's got a lot of ornamental, a lot of crazy columns in there, how they're all diagonal as you walk into, like, club area for the stadium. It's a really great project.
Well, I'm not big time like you. I haven't been in the club area.
Yeah.
Well, if you build it, get one of those lightning steel misprint shirts to go to work, Randy.
Yeah.
That's what Randy needs is a career. You know, we're trying to get him a job. Are you hiring at Lightning Steel? Can we apply? Randy's got, what skills can you do, Randy? What can you do for him?
Really, answer the phone.
Okay, he can answer the phone. We do need somebody to answer the phone. But the question is, are you going to be able to show up at the times required?
Okay.
To be there.
As here's my demands. Yes, I could answer the phones for Lightning Steel. I would want your phones forwarded to my phone at my house.
Yes.
And then I'll answer it when the phone rings, and then I can text you and say you just got a phone call from so and so.
Yeah, because he would want to do it remote.
No, I just said that.
That's the best way to do it in today's world.
So last steel question for you. What state statute is it that requires all steel owners to drive the biggest possible trucks on the road?
Every single state.
Yes. Why is that a prerequisite to be in the steel industry? You must have the biggest, lifted, loudest, obnoxious truck.
It's a requirement in the steel world. But as I have learned, as I get older, it's not always about the biggest truck. As you get older, you don't want to climb up in it no more.
Okay. And I guess one more steel question. Did the Titanic really sink from an iceberg? Like, is steel really that vulnerable where if it hits an iceberg, it's going to sink a boat?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought steel was strong enough. I mean,
you can poke a hole in anything. Anything can rip. You know, hit it on the right angle. I don't know why he brought up the Titanic.
Well, because he thinks I was on it.
Yeah, Randy had a radio show live from the...
I did it from the deck.
As the band was going down, Randy was... Yeah.
I survived. You. I walked on water with Jesus, too.
You did?
Well, according to Matt.
Yeah.
Now, hydrogenated water. So Dana White is over there talking about his transformation. They just had a photo of Dana with his shirt off on the Pat McAfee show about how he's lost all his water. He's giving credit to the hydrogenated water from Gary Breccia and all those guys.
Do you know how he did that?
Yeah, he drank the water.
Yeah, drank the water.
Yeah, but you don't know the whole story behind that diet plan.
Well,
whatever you want to call it. I call it fasting. What do you call it?
Fasting, ketogenesis.
Yeah.
And
you know what the worst part of fasting is?
Yes.
The fasting.
Telling everybody that you're doing it.
I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Well, you know, there is one that's out there, and I don't know all the gimmickies and this, that, the other. The one where you can't eat after 8 o'clock at night.
Correct.
And then you can eat again.
6 a.m. or
something. Like, well,
when the sun comes up.
Yeah, but don't we all do that? Isn't that normal?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, but if you work at long hours, it's definitely not normal.
Well, that's the person who's actually has a jobs problem.
I mean, if you want to go back to the way we were designed as a society, you were supposed to hunt, gather, feast, then fast. So we were never had designed to have food accessible at all times. So just going those long periods without food, you're using the energy that's stored on your body already. So that's the key. That's really what Dana is doing and how he's being successful with it.
I think it's very extreme what he does. Because isn't that 21 days?
Well, you can do water fasting. I mean, that's a big thing now. It's like a 7-day water fast to create a level of autophagy where your body kicks out all of its mutated cells and genes that are dormant that could become cancerous. So that's a big strategy right now. So water fasting is a part of it. It's all intertwined, tangled.
Is that something you would do?
I've done it. I did.
Yeah,
I've done it. I like it. It feels clear. You feel mentally sharp. You feel clear. Cuts the fog down.
How many days in it before you really stop thinking about it?
Two.
Two?
First day is no big deal. Second day, you're eating yourself from the inside out. You're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Third day, you're a little sluggish, but you're starting to come out of it. Mm-hmm. Fourth day is easy. Fifth day, you don't really care. So your body adapts quickly, which is amazing because it's really the greatest machine we have is our human body.
I like the whole, I don't know how true it is, the way you speak about it for, you know, like the cancer and all the stuff.
Yeah.
But do you think that would be something that Randy would do ever?
I mean, Randy's got incredible willpower. Like if he sets his mind to do something, it's just, you have to get him to believe that it's real and not a gimmick. He's been hustled so many times. He's seen all the gimmicks. Mm-hmm. He doesn't believe at face value. So even with Dana having the testimony and Gary Brickia, Randy still doesn't believe that it's real in that world. So
I'm not even going to say that. You know, I mean, if there's proof, there's proof. I don't know if I'm going 7, 18, 42 days of just drinking water.
Oh, just
like I said, literally, and honestly, I drank more water yesterday than I have probably in 5 years.
My whole theory behind it is, how do you have a physical job in the construction field and can do that style of dieting?
Yeah.
Who does? Construction guy? I don't know if you can.
True.
Well, you can because it's just stored energy your body already has on your body. So you're just converting it into energy for production.
The best part of this whole conversation is, least for this hour, it's over.
Yeah.
Dana White still hitting it big time at the Pat McAfee show.
I'm going over to get video.
Producer is standing in front of him with the Dana White shirt on. We're going to do whatever we're going to do for the next 3 minutes for the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, BioAccelerator, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be back.
On the 50-yard line, you were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.